Hey, fam. It is Phoenix Kalita with the Wine Cellar. Just doing some recording, you know. We've been doing this for a couple weeks at this point, so y'all should be familiar if you're regular listeners, but we did, decide to start doing some more international news, and I just run through a couple quick stories on my own without William. So it's relatively serious, 85% less funny, and somewhere like maybe 15 minutes long. So let's get into what is happening around the world. Yeah. Bangladesh. This is actually kind of good news here. Girls in Bangladesh are learning to talk their way out of forced marriages. When Modina Begum, I'm probably not saying that right, heard a 13-year-old girl in her village in central Bangladesh was about to be married off, she went straight to the girl's parents and persuaded them to cancel the wedding, rescuing the teenager from a fate she herself had escaped. Begum recalls, "I convinced my parents to call off my own marriage, let me finish my studies, and become self-reliant before getting married," she says. She's now 19 and leads a group of girls in English and digital skills at the Edge Club in Narsingdi District, which is about 50 kilometers northeast of the capital, Dhaka. "Now my parents have faith in me, and I have the confidence to speak for others." The Edge Club Initiative, which is run by the British Council's social development organization, BRAC, is helping to equip girls with skills and teach them about their rights. The project is making breakthroughs on gender equality despite a climate of increasing conservatism and, some say, Islamization of the Muslim-majority country. 2 years after the government of Sheikh Hasina introduced a law allowing girls under 18 to marry with parental and judicial consent in quote-unquote special cases, such as early pregnancy where marriage would protect the family's honor. Okay. You know, I will never not think of, it was an Indian woman who was an activist, and a man said something about, like, if she was raped, that she would be dishonored, or the village would be dishonored, and she's like, why? Who put the village's honor in my vagina? It's like, you know, that's where it is.
Hey, no!
Sorry, sometimes I have to stop and yell at the cats while I'm podcasting so they quit scratching the door. Anytime someone's in the office, they want to be in here too. But no. All right. So back to this. So apparently we're protecting families' honor by marrying teenagers off, well, teenage girls off. But Bangladesh has the world's fourth highest rate of child marriage, and activists are determined to keep opposing it. Shireen Hook, founder of the women's rights organization, Nari Pako, maybe? Said, "Some people who defend the government's action say it's not such a bad thing. Why are you upset? They say that in any case, the parents of the young girl must seek permission from the court, so there are built-in checks and balances. But we have newspaper reports of local administrative officers rushing to the site of a marriage ceremony. As soon as they know an underage girl or boy is being married, they have the power to intervene and stop it. But now they think, yes, maybe they have permission from the court. Once the marriage is solemnized, it's too late." So the person who... And at the beginning, this Modina person who's starting off the initiative, they said she's 19, but nigga, she looks like a little baby. She looks like she's like fucking 13. Whew. Wow. Okay, so while the Women of the World Festival in Dhaka showed deep disparities between women's lives in urban and rural areas and the public and private realms were subjects of discussion. While this month's festival marks the first time Dhaka hosted the international event celebrating women's potential and confronting gender inequality, and emerged that in a small town southeast of Dhaka, a 19-year-old woman who had reported that her head teacher had sexually harassed her was doused in kerosene. I actually covered that story. If you want to go back and listen to the international clips, I actually covered that story. It was fucking horrible. The incident underlined the social issues facing women who report sexual harassment. "There have been a lot of positive changes for women over the past decade," says Education Minister Deepu Moni. "We have had a strong focus on girls getting more into STEM education, as well as increasing enrollment in technical and vocational education. In some areas, such as medicine, girls are now outperforming boys and winning prizes, but we still have a long way to go." Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, obviously child marriage is horrible, but, you know, it's good to know that activists are helping, right? I mean, it's just like, I don't know. There's so much awful shit happening. It's like, you have to take any kind of, like any perk you can get, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, well, here's this one little kernel of happiness and hope. Fucking embrace the shit out of it, because who knows what's gonna happen next, right? I know. Yeah, I'm taking notes here, which is weird because I know the camera's not on, so y'all can't see what I'm doing, but I'm actually like putting down the device to write things down, to make a note of what order I'm putting these in so William knows how to like frame the episode. And I gotta save all the links. I'm so bad at that because like by the time I'm done recording this, it's only gonna be like 15 minutes. By the time I'm done, I will have fucking forgotten what the first story was if I don't write it down. I'm like, I don't know. Weirdly fucking absent-minded like that. I guess. Alright. Germany. I don't know what the fuck is happening in Germany. Whatever. I haven't read this article yet, but I found the headline to be kind of hilarious. So, I shouldn't be laughing, but, you know, the show's fucked up. So, here's the headline. Two more victims found in German crossbow murder mystery. What the fuck is happening? Who's killing people with crossbows? What? All right. So, German police are searching the apartment of a 30-year-old woman who, along with two others, was fatally shot with a crossbow in an upstairs room of a German bed and breakfast. And there were two more victims who reportedly died the same way. That is a weird fucking sentence. You already told us about two others. What? Well, I think there's only supposed to be two other victims, but they put the two victims twice in the same sentence, and it makes it sound like four people, but I think there's only two. So let's see where this goes. It's gonna be fucking fantastic. Sorry. So the bodies of two women, both also reportedly shot with crossbows, according to news reports, were found in a bedroom of the apartment on Monday, 2 days after the three bodies were discovered. Oh, okay, so there actually are five victims. All right. So the bodies of two women, reportedly also shot with crossbows, according to news reports, were found in the bedroom of the apartment Monday, 2 days after the three bodies were discovered at the guest house in Passau. Police say they died there several days earlier. Who the fuck is killing people with a crossbow? Seriously? None of the five victims have yet been identified by name. Detectives went to the woman's home in Lower Saxony after it was discovered she had booked the triple room in the bed and breakfast under her name. Local news outlets report that one of the new victims may be the 30-year-old woman's sister. Neighbors say that the 30-year-old was quiet and dressed in a gothic style and never greeted anyone. The grim discovery was made Monday in, Wittingen? I don't know. In Lower Saxony, hours away from the discovery at the B&B in Passau, where the 30-year-old woman, a 33-year-old woman, and a 54-year-old man, all German citizens, were found by a chambermaid in a triple room. They had all been impaled with crossbow arrows known as bolts. The older man was described as a skilled archer who often carried crossbows in his white pickup truck. Wait, so was this like some family annihilator shit? Did he kill them and then kill himself? What the fuck is happening? That's just fucking bizarre. Alright, the man and the older of the two women were from Rhineland, but apparently did not live together and were found hand in hand on the double bed with several arrows protruding from their chests. What? What? The younger woman was impaled on a single arrow and slumped over onto the floor. Police are not revealing a suspected motive or the precise method for the triple homicide, or if it's even being considered a murder-suicide, but they have so far excluded the possibility that a killer is on the loose. Wait, so this guy killed someone in a bed and breakfast. What? And then killed himself? What is going on? I don't know what's happening either. This story is fucking wild. And all with a fucking crossbow. All right. A statement from police said, "We still assume that no other people were involved in the deaths of the other three." And he admitted the discovery of the additional bodies in one of the victims' home had complicated the investigation. Yes, more dead bodies does tend to complicate an investigation. Two crossbows thought to be used in the killings were found on the floor of the bed and breakfast, say Bavarian police spokesman Stefan Gaisbau. Sure, Gaisbau. He confirmed to the Daily Beast, a third crossbow was found inside a duffel bag on the floor. Arrows were scattered around the room. Police have not said whether any other crossbows were found at the newer crime scene. The three had checked into the bed and breakfast during a rainstorm at 10 p.m. on Friday, according to the manager. They did not carry luggage, but the security camera shows the women went out to retrieve large bags, presumably with the crossbows inside, after the reception desk closed for the night. A hotel guest told the local newspaper that the group was quote-unquote strange, and the man had a long white beard and wore a formal suit. What, so what, is it like some cult shit now? What the fuck is going on? The women were reportedly wearing all black. They had asked for food, but since the kitchen had closed, they took snacks and soft drinks to their room. They booked breakfast for the next morning, but failed to show up. The two crime scenes are nearly 430 miles apart. What the fuck is happening? Germany, someone tell me something. Random people are just being killed at hotels with crossbows across the fucking country. What? All right. The Northern Saxony apartment is close to the town of Hanover, and the Passau bed and breakfast is near the Austrian border, which divides the investigation between jurisdictions. Oh, awesome. Even more complicated. Initial autopsy reports on the Passau victims will be available Tuesday, which should help determine a cause and time of death. Crossbows can legally be purchased by anyone over the age of 18 for hunting in Germany. It is not yet clear whether the crossbows found at the crime scene were those used by hunters or recreational archers. Murder by crossbow is extremely rare, although accidental injury by shooting is fairly common across Europe. Authorities say they will announce more details about the two new victims and a potential motive in the days ahead. I just want to know what's going on. What? Fucking crossbows. I don't know. and then this one, just because, you know, it's the wine cellar, we like to cover horrible, awful things, and for some reason y'all keep tuning in, so this is actually your fault for encouraging me. This is from mirror.co.uk. Like, they are being blatant with the headline, and I kind of dig it. A race hate thug who chanted Allah is a pedo is a child sex fiend who targeted a 13-year-old girl. Damn. So, a race hate thug, I like that wording for white nationalists or white supremacists. I like it. A race hate thug. Mm-hmm. Who joined in vile chants branding Allah a pedophile at far-right marches has been revealed as a child sex fiend. Christopher Allen was part of a far-right group called the Scottish Defense League who shouted, fuck off refugees, and Allah is a pedo. It's messing me up because they're spelling it the UK way, so there's, instead of like P-E-D-O, it's P-A-E-D-O. Which is, are you supposed to pronounce it like pedophile instead of pedophile? Are we saying it wrong? I don't know. At any rate, so he was screaming at a poorly attended protest march last October in Edinburgh. I don't know. Lisa's gonna hear this and yell at me for not knowing how to say things in Scottish. I also appreciate the shade that they noted that the protest was poorly attended. Mm-hmm. The Islamophobe last week admitted to behaving in a threatening and abusive manner toward his ex at her home. He was sentenced to community payback. What the fuck is community? Is that like community service? I'm going to assume that's like community service. He was sentenced to a community payback order with 2-year supervision and a 30-month non-harassment order. But according to the Daily Record, he was also ordered to attend a program for men who have abused their partners. But now it has emerged that lowlife Alan... Yeah, apparently you just get to write whatever the fuck you want in papers that aren't, you know, related to like MSNBC. Yeah, so they call him a race hate thug, an Islamophobe, and now, lowlife. All right. So lowlife Alan has a conviction for sending indecent messages and photos and having sexual contact with a 13-year-old girl at his home 10 years ago. Alan admitted to the offense in 2007 and was given a 2-year probation order and had his name added to the sex offenders registry for some period. He was banned from having any contact with anyone under 16 in order to carry out offense-focused work to address his sexual offenses. Well, if he's still threatening his ex, I don't think he's learned much. A source said, quote, the guy goes to rallies to sound off about Muslim pedophiles. He's just a hypocrite. Though Alan of Wester Hales was wearing a Union flag mask and hood at the rally, he has been identified by a distinctive arm tattoo. Nigga, with your goofy ass. Why are you masking up and leaving your tattoos out? Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to judge you for that because I'm glad that you're making silly mistakes so that you can be identified because you should be identified, you fucker. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Goofy ass. Nazis. All right. Just 3 months later, he was arrested for causing fear or alarm to his partner by shouting and swearing and making threats of violence to a police officer. This guy is gonna kill somebody. He's fucking unstable. A source said about his ex, her trust is shattered. She had no idea about his past. He has no shame. Alan could not be contacted for comment yesterday. A neighbor said he had not been seen for several weeks. Well, maybe he killed himself. That would be like an excellent happy ending to that story. Fuck this guy. Jesus Christ. All right, so there you go. That's what's going on in Bangladesh, Germany, and Scotland. And I think that's all I got. So just remember, if you like what we do, you can always hit us up on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Or you can hit us up at paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Just, you know, have a good day. Be kind to yourself. I'm having a shitty mental health day. I'll admit it. So I'm being kind to myself today. You should be kind to yourself too. All right? So be safe, love yourself, and I'll check in with y'all later. Bye.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
So I'm gonna keep it real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. You walked up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my face.
You
ain't hearing
it. You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
And there it all goes. It is a funky thing when we, I had to switch our microphone sides out, and that is a, it is ill. Because I'm like, I'm getting our voices back together again as the episode moves forward. And that'll be the gosh darn deal. All right, folks. If you're on the Patreon, you got this early. If you're not on the Patreon, it is now in the socialized feed, but it was on the Patreon a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And it is crime time, if you will. All right, so I'm over here on Eyewitness News, WCHS ABC 8, local small outlet subsidiary of ABC. Let's take a look here. And this one went up by Tirsa Davis. And we're in Vinton County, West Virginia. That's right.
Is that your Bob Kincaid impression?
West Virginia, that is Bob Kincaid shit, yes. Cheyenne Ewing, not to be confused with Patrick, not related. But Cheyenne Ewing is charged with burglarifying, according to the sheriff's office. All right, so Cheyenne is one of them there burglarizers. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. Now, the deputies, they said that they received a call about a burglary about around 9 in the a.m., and that was on Monday in Hampton. And the victim person, they were like, man, a suspect done entered into my home. And they sat on the couch to pet the family dog. And
that's right. What I do when I try to rob people. Let me stop and play with the dog.
Yeah, fucking, you know, get them used to me. You know, let them know my presence. I'm a friend of the family now.
Some of the whitest shit ever. Only a white person would stop a burglary to pet a fucking dog.
The victim also said that the suspect then washed some dishes.
What the fuck?
And you let him, lazy motherfucker. Said, somebody's fucking doing the shit. Washed some dishes and left the home. The victim said they did not know the suspect and that she was acting very strange. I'd say just yes. Those activities alone. You don't need details. Those two things.
Wait, but did she actually take anything?
Or is she Jesus? Like, is she just nice? Let's see. The deputy said they received a call about a woman matching the description who was knocking on doors in the neighborhood. Deputy said that Ewing appeared to be under the influence of drogas.
Mm-hmm.
Ewing was arrested and taken to the Southeastern Ohio Regional 5 jail. And that, yeah, that one plays out right there. And this is one of those, you know how a bunch of these stories we do, we're like, there's no way this is getting updated. There's no update, unless she gets arrested again, then they have to be like, and the person that did this shit just did this other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I hit the tabs, and I go to the second one down, figuring out Phoenix Collider's vertical tab system.
My vertical tab system, yeah.
Yeah, I'm block tabs.
Oh.
Chrome. All right, so a Florida feller was arrested.
Yes.
For the refusing to remove a vulgar sticker.
Yes.
From his vehicular.
Was it a truck?
Now, is this the one the, because I think I may have posted this one on the Facebooks. So he was arrested for refusing it. The I Eat Ass guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dylan Shane Webb, a 23-year-old individual, charged with misdemeanor counts of violating Florida's obscenity law and resisting an officer without violence when he refused to remove the sticker from his truck.
Mm-hmm.
The I Eat Ass man. But then, like, when I posted, he, like, the charges got dropped?
The charges got dropped, he got released, and now he's going to sue them.
For trying to stop him from eating ass?
Yes.
See?
It's the only ethical consumption under capitalism.
I mean, quite frankly,
unless it's chitlins.
Oh, man, those are just fucking... Yeah, those are booty tubes. We all know that. Chitterlings are booty tubes. They're not food.
And why do niggas get so mad at you and be like, I don't eat chitlins? But niggas be so mad at you. Like, oh, you bougie now? No, I don't eat chitlins.
I never have. There's no such thing as soul food. First off, there's no such thing as a soul. And then them shits was just slave rations. As I first time I said that to Phoenix Collider, she let out a hearty laugh.
I mean,
this nigga said slave rations as many moons ago. That was 2014.
Yeah, that was many moons ago. That was still like Red Vines.
Yeah, we were like, man, who's this new cool person on the internet? My new internet friend. All right. So we're dealing with a 69-year-old individual down there at the Disney World. All right.
Yes.
Which is in what state? Florida. fucking.
Is there like a Florida theme song?
Oh, fuck. Nicole Sandler did have one.
Did she?
On her. Yeah, because they were doing something similar to what we're doing on White on White Crime. But it was Nicole Sandler and another cis woman with a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just tell stories about... They would just read Florida stories. And it was shit like this.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. A lot of our White on White Crime does come from Florida. Like, it's a disproportionate contender for White on White Crime every week.
Florida has bad behavior. All right, so now this 69-year-old woman was arrested down there at the Disney World checkpoint when an Orange County deputy found a CBD oil in her purse. That's marijuana.
It's a gateway drug, according to Joe Biden.
She was slurping on the black man's reefer juice.
She was.
We're not going to tolerate that down here.
We will not.
Was it Smoothie, Shifty, or D-Money?
It was D-Money.
It was, fuck, it's always D-Money.
D-Money's real name is Jamal.
And he's a cat.
Oh, that's what we should have fucking named the cats, because we have three cats. We could have named them. Oh, damn, we should have did that.
Damn it, now we have to get three more cats. See, this is what goals sound like. If I have enough cats, I won't be able to go to work because I can't leave them. Fucking, arrested at Disney World and spent 12 hours behind bars for being before being released on a $2,000 bond. I just, jail is already fucked.
Right.
You're not going to see me take a 69-year-old femme person and put them in that
Who's
shit.
Who's at Disney World with her grandkids?
From Disney World.
With her grandkids? What the fuck?
And CBD oil, I'm just guessing that probably has some shit to do with pain.
Yeah.
Related to treatment.
Yeah, I think she has, like, arthritis or something.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. She just wanted her knuckles less crunkly. Crunkly knucklers.
Crunkly knucklers.
That sounds like a great Dr. Seuss toy.
Woo! It does. And Cindy the Who opened up her Christmas present and was ecstatic to find a crunkly knuckler in the box.
Actually, no, that's actually like thugged out fucking Dr. Seuss, because those are brass knuckles.
Wait, crunkly?
And then, because that's what they do to your face. They make your shit crunkly, nigga.
Well, she was there with D-Money.
Now I'm just imagining fucking Dr. Seuss characters.
Wait, they say knucklers? Not knuckles?
We just made this up. It's not a real thing. There are no crunkly knucklers.
Knucklers? Who I just says wish knucklers? They
were. Me.
Why?
Why have I said many other things?
Crunkly knucklers.
Crunkly knucklers, man.
Nigga, I'm writing that one down. I'm
telling you, fucking Dr. Seuss characters dressed up like stereotypical vatos, but then speaking in British accents and saying, he got a shiv in a crunkly knuckler.
A shiv in a crunkly knuckler? Bloody hell.
This is fucking bullshit. But, alright, so, let's see, doop-a-doop-doop. Hester Jordan Burkhalter.
Somebody named her Hester, really?
Competing for a very white name. Hurston Jordan Burkhalter. A great-grandmother. A great-grandmother.
Damn.
So got double up on grandkids. And judging by what her age is, all right, there may have been some right after the non-sex ed education class.
Hmm.
Here, everybody spit in this cup, pass it around the room. Who wants to drink it? Of course you don't want to. That's what it's like when you sexify before marifying. That was real.
Oh, I know it was.
Yeah.
But do you remember that girl who got kidnapped?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, and she said that she had that shit. It was chewing gum. Where, like, everybody chewed a piece of gum and spit it out, and they were like, who wants to, like, swap a piece of gum with somebody? And, like, of course nobody did. And then, like, after she got kidnapped, she got raped, and she's like, oh my god, I'm a piece of gum. Nobody's ever gonna come save me. And yep. It was just like, I guess I'm just stuck here now for the rest of my life.
Yep.
So, congratulations, evangelicals.
Alright, so she's a great-grandmother and began using CBD oils for her arthritifying after her doctor recommended it. Now, she even had a note from a medical professional in her purse at the time of the arrest, but it didn't matter to the Orange County deputies. Burkhalter told Fox 35 that she had been planning the trip for 2 years. Damn. And said, quote, I have really bad arthritis in my legs, in my arms, and in my shoulder. I use CBD oil for the pain because it helps. End quote. When she was stopped by security outside of the Magic Kingdom, however, she was released, saying, quote, I have never had one speeding ticket in my life. End quote. Despite the fact that it's sold in store shelves across the state, CBD oil is still technically illegal in the state of Florida, unless the user has a prescription. This has created a confusing situation in the Sunshine State. An individual by the name of Jennifer Cinnamon, shit you not, S-Y-N-N-A-M-O-N, okay. Cinnamon, a Florida attorney, said, quote, a little drop of oil with the CBD is a felony. Meanwhile, you can have up to 19.9 grams of leaf marijuana, and it's a first-degree misdemeanor. End quote.
Seriously? CBD oil is a felony and actual weed is a misdemeanor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, gotta think, the guy that had the fucking 19 grams.
Yeah.
You know, that's fucking Gunther and Chad and Ethan.
True.
Yeah, and Taylor and Tanner.
Yeah.
And Flynn. And they're just fucking having a good time. Yeah, Flynn and Skip. He's there too.
Skip is there too.
Yeah, and that's his real name.
Skip, I actually Jr. know somebody named Genevieve.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Who's not my fault?
Yeah. Blame the victim, nigga. That's what you do.
I also know a child named Pantera after the heavy metal band.
Nah, there's no reason for that.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, they don't need to be doing that, buddy. fucking Yeah, so while the Orange County Sheriff's Office told the Fox 35 that the deputy was just following the law, the charges against Burkhalter were eventually dropped. In a statement provided by Fox News, Burkhalter's lawyer, Jennifer Cinnamon, said, quote, "I'm very disappointed that the Orange County Sheriff's Office handled the situation the way they did."
Mm-hmm.
Why Sheriff Mina would support such deputies using their resources for a CBD oil arrest of a 69-year-old woman? But then they won't do anything about the gas stations, health food stores, drug stores, etc. that are selling it to the open public is absolutely beyond my comprehension. The state of Florida finds nothing wrong with collecting the sales tax of illegal products, but they allow prosecution for possession of the same. I want to commend Aramis Ayala's office for reviewing this here case and swiftly determining that they would not prosecute. End long ass quote. And there's an update at the end, so we don't have to update this. The Orange County Sheriff's Office provided Fox News with the following statement, quote, "This was a lawful arrest, as possession of CBD oil is currently a felony under Florida state statute, and deputies are responsible for enforcing. Yeah. Well, you know what that is? When you're enforcing Florida law, you're enforcing, not enforcing. And it was illegal without a prescription. Our top drug enforcement priority and focus on the Orange County Sheriff's Office is to get deadly drugs like heroin, fentanyl, off the streets of our community." End quote. And this website tells me I might also like Julia Roberts' daughter is all grown up and looks so much like her. And also you might like Tiger Woods' ex-wife. This is where she ended up.
Rich.
And another one is, "What does your last name mean? An Illinois private jet rates may surprise you."
Nigga, we not getting a private jet, what the fuck?
Oh, I thought you were going to do it, or will they? Oh, man.
Sorry.
Oh, you failed.
I'm not allowed to even talk about that tax bracket of people who can afford jets.
I don't know. That's what's in the, what you may also like. All right? What you may also like is finding out what the full episode sounds like on Wine Cellar Media. Whoa, hold on. Let's get that together. On patreon.com/winecellarmediafund.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a tip jar that's not related to the extra content. paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. All right. Please be as safe as possible wherever you is. Be hanging out with your friends down at the pool hall.
At the pool hall. What the fuck
is
out of the pool hall?
The booze hounds.
Shit.
Booze hounds at the pool hall. Cat calling on the mini skirts. And cat calling on the overalls. And cat calling if she has on a furry outfit, just in case she is a she and they're not sure. Because cat calling is about harassing. But if you don't know, then just, you know, cat call anyway.
I think that Sonic Fox is still my favorite furry.
Ain't no Sonic Fox.
Yes, Sonic Fox.
Ain't no, there's Fox from Star Fox on Super Nintendo. And that's it.
No other foxes. No, Sonic Fox is a video gamer who wins a bunch of tournaments. This is like one of the best players in the world. So he consistently beats everybody, but he's black and he's gay and he's a furry and it's like pissing off all the white gamers. And he just like, he randomly just says stuff like fuck turfs.
The shit whatnot that they get offended by.
Right? Like, you know what? But that's like the epitome of like white supremacy and white culture. Like, I can't beat a black man at a thing. This is not how my genetics are supposed to work. And it's funny.
Yeah, it is. All right. And that'll be that. For that.
For that.